But a nice way to start our Wednesday off is checking in with the head of astronomy at Cranbrook Institute of Science, Michael Narlock, back with us to talk about this ring of fire solar eclipse that one astronomer says looks like the Death Star in front of the sun. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
This is a big deal. When exactly can we see this, and do we have to be in the Upper Peninsula, or will we see it around here?
Well, we'll see a hint of it around here, but certainly the further north you go, the better. You're going to want to get into what's called the path of totality, where you'll see the maximum eclipse. For us here in southeastern Michigan, it's going to be sort of in process as the sun comes up, and we'll basically see what looks like a great big bite taken out of the sun.
It happening when the moon moves directly between the sun and us, which then casts that shadow on our planet, blocking out at least some of the sun's light. I guess that's why it's the ring of fire. Is that a good description, Death Star, or is that a little dramatic?
Oh, it's a bit dramatic, but every so often we get these solar eclipses where most of us, when we think of solar eclipses, we think of the moon completely covering the sun, and it sort of blots it out. But sometimes the moon is a bit further away from us than normal, and so it doesn't completely block out the sun. So what you get is called an annular solar eclipse, annular meaning ring. So the moon is a little bit smaller than the disk of the sun, so you're going to see the sort of rim of the sun around the moon, and it'll look like, well, a ring of fire.
It's well named. It looks like, I'm looking at some pictures right now, it looks like, in fact, a ring of fire around the moon. How often does this happen?
Oh, every so often. And, you know, we get anywhere between 2 and 4 eclipses a year, solar eclipses. People think that they're more rare because you have to be in a very specific part on the Earth in order to see them. That's in stark contrast to a lunar eclipse, where the Earth's shadow is cast on the moon. And for that, you just need to be on the nighttime side of the Earth to see it. So it certainly is something that's more readily available to folks.
All right. Most available to folks heading north, as north as you can go in Michigan. But we'll get a taste of it. At about what time would you say, Michael?
Well, right at sunrise. So at about 5:55, you're going to want to get yourself to an area that is got a clear horizon. So that means no trees around. You're going to want to have proper solar eclipse glasses so you don't hurt your eyes. You never want to look right at the sun, no matter what's going on. And it'll last for not really that long, about 40 minutes or so. And you'll be able to see the sun as it comes up, and it'll look like I have a big bite taken out of it.
5:55 tomorrow morning. You are so warned and given a heads up by Michael Narlock, head of astronomy at Cranbrook Institute of Science. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.